Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is a gigantic weekend, and I don't know that there's ever been a WrestleMania closer. I mean, there's been in New York, but Philadelphia, right across the state, is WrestleMania. And we're fortunate enough that the lead announcer, numero uno guy on SmackDown, Corey Graves, lives right here in Pittsburgh. And I was like, before you get started with your WrestleMania weekend, you got to come on Bubba Show to talk about WrestleMania. Welcome to Bubba Show.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me, and happy WrestleMania week. It's that big of an event. We start celebrating a week early now.
Listen, I said to Tracy last night, I was like, do you realize it's WrestleMania weekend? And she goes, oh, God.
She's like, okay, Bubba, all right.
She knows that I'm going to be locked in starting Friday night with SmackDown, which, by the way, I don't know that I've talked to you. Congratulations on becoming the lead announcer on SmackDown.
Thank you so much. It was something I honestly never really expected. It was never really a goal of mine over the past few years. But through a little trial and error, we've had several people sit in that chair and not necessarily work out for one reason or another. And at the end of the day, the company has faith in me, and I know this business. I mean, Bubba, I've known you for, what, 20 years at this point?
Longer than that.
Yeah, through the wrestling business primarily. And, I mean, this is my life. This is my within my soul, and it's what I know. And I'm really excited for the opportunity. It's been great for me to have a new mountain to climb and a new skill to learn because, as you guys know, doing radio every day, it can get tedious, it can get repetitive. So to be able to change it up and switch things up has been really, really cool.
A compliment to you, Corey, just looking on the outside now this morning, your voice is just butter. It's absolutely fantabulous. Seriously, for what you do and this new announcing gig, I mean, they couldn't have picked somebody better.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And it's weird how it all came full circle. It was Michael Cole years ago when I got injured that I had a conversation with and mentioned that I had done a few spots on 93.7 when it began.
Yeah.
Doing the overnight shift. And he went, really? Oh, you've been in radio. Let's maybe announcing another path you should explore. And lo and behold, all these years later, it was the correct path.
Mel, there was a morning that you were out and Corey Graves was you for the day, right?
Yeah.
And we were sitting there kind of reminiscing. And it was in this very studio where I had kind of set him up with the old program director, and he was sitting, leaning against this window right to my left, and we were laughing about it, and you were so nervous about your first interview for overnights, part-time, weekends on 93.7 The Fan. You were so nervous. You're like, is he here yet? Is he here? What do I do? And look at this. All these years later, you have gone so far. It's amazing.
No, it's absolutely wild to really, if I look back, which I'm probably guilty of not doing frequently enough, to realize like how long and how wild the journey has been. And then to sit here and realize I'm on network television as the lead announcer.
Yes!
WWE. I'm getting ready to call, I believe, my 7th WrestleMania. This is insane. You know, it's one of those things that, like I said, you can get caught up in it. It becomes a job. It's a career. And you look at it very similar to any vocation. But to take a step back and remind myself, man, you would have given your left arm to do this when you were a kid. And here I am, and I've been doing it for a long, long time now. And I hopefully have no signs of slowing down.
I'm going to tell you something. If my mom were still alive, she would be so amazingly proud of you. Just, you know, back in the day, I used to own a bar on the North Shore. And Corey, along with another guy named John Boland, were door guys there. They were like bouncers. And we really didn't need bouncers, but they were there. And my mom was there and worked there all the time. And when I tell you she absolutely adored the
loved
two
them.
Of you, I mean, love them like their own kids.
Aww.
So if my mom was still alive to this day, she would be so proud of you because she loved you so much.
I appreciate that, man. Your mom was a spectacular woman. I used to enjoy those. Actually, I specifically remember the away Steeler games whenever the bar wouldn't be too packed, and it would be kind of just very low key. We could sit there and hang out and chat. Those were great times.
So I got to talk about this WrestleMania specifically. How does some kid from Gateway High School deal with having to share the screen with one of the biggest celebrities in the world now that The Rock is back with WrestleMania this year? I mean, it's, first of all, it's gigantic. But do you ever like pinch yourself and say, "Oh my God, I'm talking and I'm looking face to face with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson"?
I've been lucky enough to encounter some pretty incredible celebrities throughout my career in all different aspects of sports and entertainment. There is no one to this day who star strikes me quite like The Rock. He is the most impressive human being I think I've ever encountered. I mean, he is like a real life superhero. He's got the biggest, whitest teeth you've ever seen. Somebody who has a smile that lights up a room. I mean, his is literal when you say that. And the guy just oozes charisma. And you speak to Rock for more than 15, 20 seconds, and you feel like you've known him your entire life. And, hey, Bubba, you know, I mean, I got into this business because I was a fan around the Attitude Era. And so to have one of my, quite literally, childhood heroes be my boss now, which is kind of insane because he's on the board of TKO.
That is
so
correct.
When Rock says that is the truth. That is not a storyline. That is 100% accurate.
True.
And it was actually a funny story. We were in Dallas a few weeks ago, and you know my brother Sam.
Yep.
Bubba.
He's been on the show. He also filled in for Melanie when she was out.
I see a pattern here, Corey. I see a damn pattern, but go ahead.
Melanie, I think it's, you might have to try your hand at WWE.
Yeah,
I think it's only fair.
Here we go. Yes.
But my brother had never experienced The Rock live in person. And so I had got him great seats right behind the announce desk. And when The Rock's music hit, I made sure I turned around, and my younger brother all of a sudden became 8 years old again. The smile on his face was, when they talk about it, a childlike gleam in your eye. My brother got to experience it again. So it never gets old. And if you watch Raw or SmackDown, anytime The Rock's music hits now, it's like somebody pumps electricity through the arena to where everybody immediately stands up out of their seats. And that is an incredible feeling, and it looks amazing on TV, but trust me, it feels twice as cool in person.
And you know, do you ever get so caught up in the moment? Like, I've seen some videos when you were working with Michael Cole where somebody sets up their phone and you can watch your reactions to whatever's happening in the ring. Do you ever look back at those and think to myself, oh my God, I'm as much caught up in what's going on as anybody that's watching on television or on a pay-per-view at that moment?
Well, so funny enough, that spy camera, it's not a cell phone. It's actually a camera on our commentary desk so that the producers and everybody backstage can keep an eye on us and make sure, you know, we can communicate non-verbally in the middle of a match.
Okay.
And somebody somewhat recently had the idea to capture that and pump it out over social media. And the response has been unbelievable. But I think it's really cool because it shows the fans that oftentimes we are the biggest fans in the arena. When you see Michael Cole after 26 years or whatever, it's been jumping up and down with excitement.
Yes.
It's hard not to get excited about it. And the weird thing was when I found out they started pumping those out, that was when I actually realized that they have been recording us. So all of a sudden I went, oh no, I have to mind my P's and Q's.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Corey Graves, getting ready for WrestleMania weekend coming up in Philadelphia. A bunch of people here from the radio station are actually heading there. Panda, who we'll talk to tomorrow, a bunch of people from The Fan.
Yeah.
So is there any better storyline or is there any better story that you can remember as a pro wrestling fan and not as Corey Graves, the announcer, than the Roman Reigns storyline over the past 3+ years? Is there anything better?
Short answer, no. And I'll tell you why I think it works so well is it's all grounded in reality.
Yep.
Everything about the bloodline is real. The Anoa'i family dynasty is legitimate. It's not some storyline that we made up to sell a pay-per-view. It's reality.
Yep.
And I don't know if you got a chance to check the A&E biography of Roman Reigns out this past Sunday night. It aired. Absolutely incredible. To get to know Roman intimately from a different perspective, I think is going to put a whole new view of Reigns and what he's accomplished in the eyes of the WWE universe. And then on the other hand, you've got the story that Cody's been trying to finish since returning to WWE.
Yes.
I mean, it is one of those lightning in a bottle stories. And I truly believe no matter how it works out, because I think if you think it's a foregone conclusion already, I'd say you're sadly mistaken. But no matter how the story ends this weekend, the story never ends. This is WWE. It's a constant, endless story. So there's going to be twists and turns, and however it ends, I guarantee you by Monday morning, the fans are still going to be buzzing and excited for what's next.
Well, I was trained by the Anoa'i family. I was forced to wrestle Sam. He's the one that trained me. He's the one that broke me in the business. He's the one that took me around and made me beat me up every single night and chopped the living daylights out of me and then felt bad for it. And not really. So I'm very familiar. It is truly a dynasty, and it's amazing to watch.
When I first broke into the business, one of my first memories was Samu putting me to sleep in the old Nigro's restaurant.
Yes.
In McKeesport.
That is so true. That's where Nigro's in McKeesport is where everybody would go after the wrestling shows. And Sam was just the best. And so.
And the coolest thing about this particular matchup in the Cody versus Roman is both families have meant so much to me personally throughout my career. I mean, back to when I first broke in, Samu was always around. One of my first major breaks getting to go over to Europe was via Rikishi, you know, the father of the Usos. I came up through developmental with Roman.
Wow.
That the family has meant so much to me indirectly, but also directly professionally. And on the other side of the coin, you've got Cody, who was one of my first friends when I started, you know, doing wrestling match or doing live event loops on the main roster. Cody would look out for me. I met Cody his first week in Louisville for OVW. And, of course, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. I could go on for 3 hours about what he's meant to me personally and professionally. So this is really, really cool and very personal for me. I'm really genuinely excited to call this match this weekend and tell the story.
Corey, congratulations on Dimitri, your new son with wifey Carmella. I just want to tell you that I follow her religiously on Instagram, and her sharing her postpartum journey is so important for women everywhere. And please relay that to her. Also, I know you're not a first-time dad, but she's a first-time mama. Talk about how proud you are of her, because I can see it.
I could not be any more proud. She has done an amazing job. We've been using the phrase lately. She is thriving in her motherhood era. She, like any first-time mom, is learning the ropes and figuring it out as she goes. But she has continued to amaze me day after day after day. She's actually going to be around Philadelphia this weekend for a couple appearances. It will be her first WWE related appearances since she got pregnant, and she's not one to sit idly by. So the entire time she's been away, she's been working on something. I'm sure she would hang me upside down if I spilled the beans too soon.
Don't do it.
I know.
She's working on some really, really cool things. And if you follow her on social media, keep your eyes peeled. It has nothing to do with wrestling. I will just give you that clue. But if you're enjoying her social media stuff, there's some really cool projects coming down the pike, and that's all I'm allowed to say.
I know. I wanted to ask, but you said enough. That's fine. I'm glad.
Well, listen. We could talk about WrestleMania. Obviously, Friday night SmackDown, the Hall of Fame, followed by two nights of WrestleMania, Saturday and Sunday. I mean, we only really dove into one of the matches, but the entire card, top to bottom, is going to be absolutely unbelievable. And like I said, before we let you go, have a safe weekend. Have an amazing weekend. And if my mom were around, she'd be amazingly proud of you.
Well, I appreciate that, man. That means the world to me. And you guys know anytime you need me, I'm always happy to jump on here. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
And go enjoy every second of WrestleMania.
No doubt. Before I head to Philadelphia, one more time, let's go Bucks.
Let's go Bucks! Let's go Bucks! Thanks, Corey!
All right, thanks, guys.
Wow. Yes! Let's go Bucks!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.